So they put the sugar fields there. Now, when you plant sugar, you have to have water to plant the small canes in. Then you run the water off. You have to irrigate, and then you run the water off for the plants, for the canes to grow. The cane sugar is really a tropical product. The cane really belongs in the West Indies. They tell me it's a chemical, sugar is a chemical action of the sun and water within the cane itself. Now, down there on the southern slopes of Cuba, which are ideal for sugar raising, they plant the canes in the rainy season. When the rains have run off, then the canes grow. They don't have to bother. But up here, they irrigate to plant, and then they back pump that irrigated water with the ash and the old boots and the human waste and everything like that into Lake Okeechobee, which, let me remind you again, is the reservoir of our drinking water. And that dirty water got into the conservation areas and stood there. Now, standing water does not purify itself. They diked the areas, so they created pond conditions from which they got an 80% evaporation. That may be all right. Maybe we get more rainfall on that account, but it's not good enough. But the pollution stays there, drops to the bottom in a kind of sticky ooze. It doesn't clean out. The bacteria is there. And so that's what's in our drinking water. And that is why our drinking water tastes so bad, not because the bacteria tastes, but because of the chemicals. They've got it all full of chlorine, they've got a lot of new chemicals they're putting in it. It's terrible water, you know, because it's filthy. You couldn't drink it otherwise. The whole thing is just plain crazy. And nobody, see, not the Water Management District, because the Water Management District had to deal with this system, which is a bad system. And I never heard of anybody in the Water Management District ever objecting to it. The objection has to come from the environmentalists on the outside. But now we're beginning to realize that the system is bad, and we've got to change it. And I'm delighted that the Water Management District is finally getting on with the job of correcting many of the mistakes in the lower Everglades, or all up and down the Everglades area. And they're doing it listening to the suggestions from the Everglades National Park. That's all good, but it's not enough.